Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Praise the Lord, Church. Good morning. Welcome to today's service, and my name is Rachel Wamai. I pray that the Lord has been keeping you well. Today, our message will be from Pastor Moses Musinguzi, and the title is Receive Your Gift from God. I pray that you'll be blessed as you listen to this word. Let's get into it.
Good morning, LAT. I pray that you're well. I pray that you had a wonderful week. Pastor Moses is the one who's speaking to you. And I have a word for you from the Lord for this hour. But before I do that, let us first pray. And then we shall sing a song. And then I'll get into the Rhema word that the Lord has for us. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all that you have done for us this far. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your eyes are upon us, your children. We thank you for your grace that enables us to walk with you, your grace that enables us to serve you. We thank you, Father. We glorify you and we honor you. Thank you for today. Thank you for the word that you are going to give us. I pray that, Father, our hearts may receive it and we shall guard it and take it as seriously as you would want to. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us worship the Lord with this one song, and then we go into the word that God has for us. Amen.
You are stronger than say one.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, like I said, I have a word for you from heaven. Today, I'm not going to teach. I'm just delivering a word from heaven, a word for this season, okay, to you members of LAT. Glory be to God. And the word is basically receive your gift from God for what you have done for him in the season that has just ended. All right, receive your gift from God. Now, you have to remember that God gives gifts. God is a father. Okay, Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 says that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. All right, and those who diligently seek him, okay, for this season, it includes you. And for that matter, you are among those who are going to be rewarded of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 11 says, this is Jesus speaking. Jesus said that, what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? All right, so God, you see, the Father, and he gives good gifts. Okay, he gives good things to those who ask him. So God is going to give you a gift, he's going to reward you, okay, but at the same time, he wants you to be involved in this. He wants you to ask him exactly the gift that you desire from him, okay? James chapter 1 verse 17 says that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Hallelujah. A good gift from your Father in heaven is coming your way because of what you have done for him. Hallelujah. Okay, and God wants you to be involved in this rewarding process by asking him or by letting him know exactly what gift you would want. Hallelujah. Now, how did I receive this word? Okay. Why do I really think that this is really God's word to us? Now, this week, I was thinking about my future. I then realized that I needed something for my days ahead. It then occurred to me that I can actually go ahead and ask God for that thing. Okay? And I remembered Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, which says that, ask and you shall receive. So, I went ahead and asked God for what I needed in the future, in the days to come. The following day, the Lord spoke to me and said that he was going to give me what I had asked. Okay? Then after that, remember it is in this week, okay, that has just ended. You see, today is Sunday. Okay, so he was speaking to me a few days ago. Okay? And so after he had told me that he was going to give me what I'd asked for, my thoughts turned to you. Okay, to you, LAT members. I felt like God was saying that every LAT member should ask him what they desire. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, which says that ask and you shall receive, kept ringing real loud in my heart. Okay? And I knew that God was saying that just as you asked me for what you want, tell even your people, tell the people you are a shepherd over to ask me for what they want, and I will give it to them. Okay, now this scripture, Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, I loved it so much in the early days of my work with God. But somehow, I hadn't really thought about it in many years. But all of a sudden, this week, it took center stage in my thought life. I was there for sure that it was really the now word from God to us as LAT. Okay? Now, this Friday, so this is 3 days ago, as I kept meditating on Matthew 7:7, ask and you shall receive, I felt like there was more to it. I felt like God was saying, and I believe it is what he's saying, he was saying that one season for LAT has ended and another one has begun. I, God, must reward my children for what they have done for me in the season that has ended. Full stop. Now, this is interesting. On that same day, on Friday, when God spoke to me and said that one season for LAT has ended and another one is beginning, okay? On that same Friday is when I also learned that the Jews were on that same day, Friday evening, beginning to celebrate Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of their new year. Glory be to God. So here I am, God is speaking to me on Friday, saying that a season for LAT has ended and another one is beginning. And I'm going to reward my children for what they have done for me in the season that has ended. Now, on that same day, that evening, okay, I get to learn that the Jews were going to celebrate a day which they call Rosh Hashanah. Okay, the first day of their new year. Hallelujah. People, there are no coincidences in God. Surely God is going to reward you for the things you have done for him in the season that has ended. Okay? All you need to do is this. Number one, realize that God is a father who rewards and gives good gifts to his children. We saw that in Hebrews chapter 11:6, which says that God is a rewarder. And we saw in James chapter 1 verse 17, which says that every good and perfect gift comes from our Father in heaven. Alright? So, realize that God is a rewarder, God is a father, and he rewards his children. But don't stop at that. Also realize that you are his child, you have done well in the season that has ended, and you are among those who he is going to reward. Glory be to God. And then also, go ahead and ask him for your gift. Okay? God wants you to be involved in exactly what your gift should be, what your reward should be. So, go and ask him, go and speak to him about what specific gift you would want from him. Hallelujah. And as you do so, believe him that he grants, that he will give you what you ask. Okay? For Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7 from verse 7 to 11 that ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Oh, what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I hope you believe that surely God spoke to me that one season for us as LHT has ended and another one is beginning, and that he's going to reward you for the things you have done for him in the season that has ended. Okay, remember how he began to speak to me about this, and he confirmed it by letting me know on Friday, okay, on the same day that was telling me that the season has ended for LAT. Okay, on that same day, the Jews, okay, were going to begin to celebrate their first day of the year. Okay, that day they call it Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. Okay, Rosh means head, Ha means there, then Shana means year, Rosh Hashanah, head of the year. Okay, it is their first of January, if I should say. So anyway, God confirmed his word by letting me know what his people, the Jews, were going to do on that day. Okay, so a brand new season begins for LAT. However, there are things we have done for the Father in the season that has gone by. And God is going to reward you for those things in this coming new year. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to end this message by us singing the song Goodness of God by Bethel Music. You all know it, so please sing along. I will speak to you another day. Glory be to God. Amen.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. goodness upon me.
I hope that you are blessed by this word. Have a lovely week and God bless you.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.